So as a way of storytelling today, you'll hear the story in the context of a sermon that I see for River of Hope as related to this passage from Jeremiah. And then you'll hear more voices from our community speak into that story as well. So have you heard? The Oxford Dictionary people have declared the word post-truth as the word for 2016. Their definition, in my best English accent, relating to or denoting circumstances in which objective facts are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief. Terrible. I'm not an actor. And our English speaker's not here, Heather, so I didn't offend her. Okay, so King Jehoiakim, which is a hard word to say when you haven't seen it before, right? Yes, you did. You all did fine. King Jehoiakim is our post-truth king today. So God is initiating an intervention, and he's called upon Jeremiah, the most controversial prophet, to bring the noise to the king. And he has this message that he brings to the news of the of people of Israel and Judah, that it's time to change. It's time to give up their evil ways. And King Jehoiakim's response to this message, that Jeremiah can't even bring himself, right? Because he's been banned from the temple. That's how controversial he is. He can't even bring it himself. He has to send a messenger. So upon hearing this message, King Jehoiakim's response is to rip up God's message, just one strip at a time. It's as if he's saying, no, not true. No, not true. No, not true. But God is not discouraged. A little fire, that's where he throws the strips of paper into the fire. A little fire and a stubborn heart doesn't make God say, oh, never mind. Never mind. And act out of his anger. God instead repeats the promise again and again, renewing their hearts just as God renews our hearts by transforming them, changing them through faithful love and through forgiveness. The 31st chapter of Jeremiah reminds us of this promise. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant, a new promise with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It won't be like the covenant I made with their ancestors, the one that they broke, he says. But this is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after those days. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they say to one another, or say to each other, know the Lord, for they all shall know me. From the least of them to the greatest, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more, he says. I will put my law within their heart. So it's when he says law, he means the way of life in God, the way of love in God. That's what that means. He changes the way that we live our lives. So God repeats the promise, makes a new promise to us through Jesus, we know, and writes it on our hearts. You see, God had to resort to hearts and give up on just paper, right? Since we could rip that up. But God had to get flesh and blood involved. God had to get our very lives involved. And so today, River of Hope, I want to remind you of how God is writing on our hearts as individuals, but also on our hearts as a community called River of Hope, and how the Holy Spirit does its thing and does amazing things with our everyday, ordinary lives, using our strengths and using our failures, using the things that we are not good enough at. God can bring life even out of those rough edges. So let me remind you of some of the things that we've experienced this past year. We've experienced the truth of God's promise through the power of God's word and baptism. 5 times just in 2016. God's promise is being repeated through the process of confirmation. Now this year alone, 37 adults in this congregation have promised to walk alongside 37 youth to grow deeper in their faith in Jesus Christ and to discover that faith comes alive in community, that it needs relationship, that it thrives on it. The promise of God's faithfulness to us is being repeated through marriage vows. 4 couples from River of Hope have promised in the name of God to love and serve and forgive each other. I didn't have pictures of all 4. God's promise is repeated throughout all of Hutchinson as over 40 people participated in our first annual God's Work Our Hands Sunday. And in response to that work, the city of Hutchinson has sent us a thank you letter, as did one of the homes where we did a lot of the work. They sent us a thank you card. And while it is so satisfying to be thanked, that's not why we do it. That's not why we do it. It's not a requirement. But instead, we know that kids are being fed through the backpacks that were filled, and families in crisis might have been given a meal. All these little acts, connecting with that family where you did that yard work, all these little acts are acts of love, and they repeat, they are a repeat, an echo of God's promise out to our community. Now, the repeat of God's promise continues through our participation in Laundry Love that our Methodist brothers and sisters started, and now we are partners with them. Hanging out in the laundromat, getting to know people, hearing their stories, learning their names, changes me more than I think it changes them. Simply by showing up to put quarters in machines, it would figure that Jesus shows up in dirty laundry, wouldn't it? Yeah. God's promise is repeated in handing out root beer floats at the Center for the Arts and learning our servers' names at restaurants where we have meetings. It's repeated in the 55-plus diners club when they go out to eat and then they gift an unsuspecting family or couple in the restaurant with money toward their bill, or they take up an offering for Lutheran World Relief and to go to Haiti. The repeat of God's promise is seen as our community continues to grow, as you saw the blessing of these folks gathered in the center of our worship. And God's promise is repeated not for us just to repeat to each other, although we have to do that, to remember it ourselves, but it's then also to invite others into this life of love and mercy that we do not have to earn. Just think what a gift that is to people that don't know about it. So as you see empty chairs in this space, pray for that empty chair and pray that God might use you to extend a hand to invite someone to experience love and mercy through Jesus Christ. The repeat of God's promise is now currently being seen as one of our own plans to lead a Financial Peace University class in the new year. Inspired as she was, it's actually one of our new folks, Kelly and Thane Johnson. That class changed their life. It brought peace into their financial lives where they before had only experienced chaos. And now they are generous and relaxed in how it is that they see their lives with their money. So that will be coming. That will be a repeat of God's promise, of God's generosity with love to us. Now, the vision table, your leadership table, is always focused on how God is calling us into the world and into Hutchinson in particular. We're always asking God where we should go next. And in the years past, the neighborhoods that we've been called to have been at Main Street Sports Bar and in Library Square and at the McLeod County Fairgrounds. That's been our neighborhood. Or wherever, at a restaurant, wherever our meeting is happening. We claim that as our neighborhood. But now we've begun to ask a different question. Who is our neighbor here? And I mean physically. when we come to this place 52 Sundays a year and 9 Wednesdays during the school month, so that's 61 days out of the year we are in this building, roughly between 2 and 4 hours. So the vision table has begun to ask, what if this is our neighborhood? This is the neighborhood surrounding this building. About a dozen or more apartment buildings, condos. How is it that we can repeat this promise in this physical neighborhood? And this is critical as we figure this out, that we are ready to listen before we speak. That we are ready to listen to this neighborhood. And chances are we're going to see evidence and hear evidence of God's promise in the people that live just a few blocks from where we are right now. So pray, River of Hope. Pray that we will listen with new ears. Pray that we'll be changed. Pray that we will show God's love for this neighborhood. And pray that River of Hope will somehow matter to this physical neighborhood. To actually be known and to be missed if we weren't here. Now, you can love and believe Oxford's word of the year, post-truth. You can believe we have entered bleak times. And you can see then and believe that God has called us directly into this time and this place, just as Jeremiah was called into his particular time and his particular place. You see, this repeated promise of God's love and God's mercy for all people can never be pulled off repeat. It must continue on. And we need to be the ones to see it and hear it and feel it and live it in our ordinary lives. In our ordinary lives, like we actually believe the promise is true and for us. It's why we exist. It's why we gather together as a church to share this love, because our lives have been transformed. We know that Jesus has the power to transform other people's lives. So let's just look at how this has shaped, how God's love and mercy has shaped and influenced who we are, how that message has been written on our hearts as a community. So just look at who you are, River of Hope. We're going to do a little activity here. So please stand if you are serving on the vision table right now. And then stay standing. Please stand if you have ever served on the vision table in this community. And please remain standing. Please stand if you have ever helped to make treats or ushered or put signs out in the parking lot or led the children's sermon. Please stand if you currently serve on a table in this community. Please stand if you love playing at the playground during worship service. Please stand if you are a confirmation mentor or youth. Please stand if you have been welcomed here as a stranger by a friend or by someone you don't know very well. Please stand if you have participated in a service project, Laundry Love, Men's Bible Study, 55 Plus Diners Club, or Women's Circle. Please stand if you are a child of God, because that's what this is all about. It's about who God has claimed us to be through the writing on our hearts, that law and that love. Because it's only, and stay standing, I'm just about done, that tells you that, right? It's not post-truth, it is God's truth that makes this possible. This is the reality that we live in as Christians, and as River of Hope is God's truth. And God's truth doesn't look like the world's truth. God's truth can't be burned up in a fire and blown away on the wind. God's truth cannot be undone. God's truth propels us toward the neighbor, whoever that might be. Whether we agree with them or not, God calls us to be with them. God's truth is our story, and it's God's story, and it's written on our hearts. And even when we forget, God claims us and reaches for us and repeats the promise to us again and again and again. It's the truth. God promises you that it's the truth. And we say, thanks be to God. Are you there? Now we're dancing over here. You can be seated. And let's us pray together. Oh, I'm in charge of that, aren't I? Let us pray. God of vision, you are God. We are your people. You repeat your promise by writing it on our hearts. Make us repeats of your promise and send us out to love all people.